My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber.
I love how you say "There's Aaron Kleiber." That's good. I like that. Hi, friends.
Do you want me to do the God mic on March 3rd in addition to featuring
March 3rd, where I'm headlining at the Carnegie Library of Homestead.
We're even putting it in the intros.
Yes,
now.
I am.
Look at that.
I just did it on Grown Dad Business Podcast.
And we'll tell you more about that, of course, every week until the show. But we'll also tell you about. Did we just play GTA Online for 2.5 hours, or did we watch a movie?
It was a pretty good first person shooter game.
Den of Thieves is the film, and we're going to review it fairly quickly. And then I'll tell you about some other movies. Maybe you'll be interested in one of them. You don't know.
Sure.
This week on You Can't Handle the Truth.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. The guys would love it if you would subscribe to them, give them a rating and a review. If you like the episode, please just share it. It's super easy. Your kids can show you how to do it. And you can catch me on Add It Up with Your Best Friend Addie, where I interview musicians, comics, just anybody who entertains me. And I tackle a different topic every episode. So come laugh at us as we laugh at ourselves.
Boom. It is You Can't Handle the Truth there. You went to your podcast.
I say boom.
It is You Can't Handle the Truth for Friday, January 19th, 2018. I was going to say, this is the first film by the guy who wrote, like, nothing great. Like, A Man Apart with Vin Diesel. That was one of the Vin Diesel action movies you didn't see.
Oh, that's right.
And London Has Fallen. Not even Olympus Has Fallen. Just London Has
Olympus,
Fallen.
Olympus Has Fallen was better than London Has Fallen.
Yes. And now he's got his first directing thing. His name is Christian. I don't even want to try.
Gudegast.
Could that just be like an Eastern European name that is just the way it looks? Gudegast?
Yeah, probably.
It's not Guga. Or
good old guy. Whatever.
Yeah, we're going to tell you more about that movie. First, we're here. Hi, guys. Little business, and then we'll tell you more about March 3rd, as if we haven't already. And then we'll talk about this movie and other movies. It's a podcast, everybody. But little thing. Hey, if you have listened on Stitcher... this is weird because if it weren't for this problem,
we have no idea.
Yeah. If you're having this problem, you can't hear me. So if you're a Stitcher listener who clicked on a link somewhere else to figure out what's going on, we're sorry. You have to update your Stitcher feed.
Yeah. Send us those messages. How do you listen?
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
If you're having a problem, look, your old Stitcher subscription is no good. We don't know why. We looked into it. It's a mystery.
I'm trying to figure things out.
It happened in the cloud.
I have no idea.
50 Cent stole it from a bank that was under another bank. But, something went wrong with the Stitcher feeds. Search You Can't Handle the Truth on Stitcher. Mm-hmm. There will be multiple. One of them stopped at the Shape of Water episode last December. The other should be up to date. I don't have Stitcher. Update your subscription to the one that has content going all the way through January. Sorry about that. We don't know what happened, and we have, I linked out the correct one on our Twitter and Facebook. Aaron?
Yeah?
What does it mean? What do the words comedy special mean to you?
Oh, we hitting it again?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And then we'll get to.
It's a special comedy.
Yeah.
That's happening March 3rd. I'm filming a 1-hour comedy special that will be distributed throughout the world.
Yes.
Sean Collier is going to open the show along with Jason Clark as our host.
So it's really all of your podcast favorites.
Absolutely.
It is Jason Clark of Grown Dad Business Sean Collier of You Can't Handle the Truth.
It's kind of like a live podcast.
And Aaron Kleiber, the bridge between those two podcasts.
It's a live podcast.
But we do comedy instead.
Yeah. Carnegie Library of Homestead, Music Hall. It's going to be spectacular. Tickets at GrownDadBusiness.com.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a big room. I'm going to play the hits.
I'm not trying anything out. No, don't work on anything.
We're going to go to Piano Man and Rocket Man and Southern Man and Better Man by Pearl Jam.
Wow.
I'm just naming
good.
Songs
no,
that
good.
End in Man that would appear on
a
greatest
more.
Hits.
Spoon Man?
Spoon Man. Yeah.
Tambourine Man?
Mr. Tambourine Man. It has to be something that would be on a greatest hit. We'll come back with one later on.
Forget it.
Den of Thieves. So, look, it's January. We talked about a lot of the Oscar movies. More are coming. I'll tell you about a couple later in the podcast. But the other thing that happens in January is big action movies come out.
Yeah, because they're easily consumable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy to sell. Here it is.
Yep.
Yelling and guns and swearing. And
that's it.
This one's got a three-album-old Kendrick Lamar cut in the TV commercial. And that's what you need.
I know.
That's what you need. Not even from To Pimp a Butterfly. A Good Kid, Mad City track is
Ooh,
in the...
Oh, Sean Collier.
I listen to things.
You know lots about music. Den of Thieves, if you're wondering, we can tell you a little bit about the film with no spoilers.
Yeah.
Because there are some spoilers.
Yeah, it's a twisty one.
We're not going to say them.
No.
But be prepared for some twisties.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No, it's like, I get the title now. I'm like, ooh, Den of Thieves. So it's a whole gang of criminals that are pieces of garbage human beings.
Yeah.
Against a bunch of LA sheriffs who are garbage human beings.
Right.
So these garbage human beings meet in public places.
Yeah.
With machine guns
and
action,
right? And that's why I said in the intro, it's like a video game. It's like, especially the climax, which I won't tell you about, but really just feels like here's this team and here's this team and here's the stage
you
that we selected.
End.
Yeah,
yeah. It's Call of Duty, LA sheriffs and robbers,
and in the middle there's a heist movie. Basically,
wait, it's pretty much 50 Cent is in this movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the 50 Cent video game.
Yeah, it's that.
If you made this mm-hmm. a video game and 50 Cent's on the cover, okay, they have to be, right?
No, that doesn't
why
happen
wouldn't they?
Anymore. There aren't tie-in.
For a lot of kids' movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, and mobile games. But the mobile game for this will just be you click on a bank and you
I mean, you really could make this like a first-person shooter.
Yeah, no, that's
online game.
That's what it was, and it has a heist movie.
Well, this is like
Counter Strike.
It's like the old,
and that's
kind of
the beginning and the end, and then there's a heist movie like set up. Here's how
right.
we're in the middle of it, and that's okay. I'm not really into heist movies, but this one, that part of this movie was well executed.
I'm always a sucker for action movies.
Yeah,
I don't mind hearing gunfire. It's fun mm-hmm. Watching it in the movies. No other times.
Yeah.
My views are I am the more and more you see, you know, criminals in public in movies firing machine guns. It does have a little twinge to it. It's, you know.
It definitely does. I
don't enjoy it like, you know, before, but.
No.
Just want to say that.
And this one, no, I agree. Yeah. And this one does.
I'm being honest.
This starts off with, this has a hyper-violent, oh damn, opening.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of the movie announcing, like, okay, this is how we're doing this one.
Yeah.
Don't turn off your reality, you know, buttons.
And it's good fun action.
Yes.
I mean, if you like shoot 'em up movies, I mean, this is a good fun action movie.
Yeah, it's well,
it's got those parts.
It's those two action chunks of the beginning with the heist movie stuck in the middle.
If you like the shootout in Heat that Michael Mann orchestrated in downtown L.A.,
mm-hmm.
well, this takes place all in Los Angeles, and there's a quite a handful of in-the-middle-of-the-street shootouts.
It really feels like GTA 5.
Yeah, I mean, I just kept thinking Heat.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, yeah, it does.
But especially, it's, I mean, having played a bit of that video game title in my day, just this, like, you know, like, different squads
right.
and kind of... a diverse cast
right.
of, you know, people who with nothing to lose yeah. coming together.
Even there's even yeah. cut scenes that introduce them and their name comes on the screen.
Yeah.
Like cut scenes in a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You expect to get the little notice like online heists are now available.
Oh, yeah.
Log in to. Yeah.
Yeah. Go the, gold.
Oh, yeah.
Unlock more maps.
That's why I'm not.
I'm a sucker for maps.
No, that's why I'm not into.
Good for you.
Games. Because I don't like playing online that much.
I'm right now playing hard Call of Duty World War II.
I got.
And I haven't played Call of Duty in quite a few releases.
I got a Nintendo 3DS,
ooh.
And the first thing I did was pay $8 to get Link to the Past from Super Nintendo
yeah.
again. Like,
of course.
Oh, I have the brand new thing.
Yeah, what a great
Let me play something from when I was uh-huh. seven yet again.
It's such a good game.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so good.
I might just keep doing that. I almost
yeah.
bought Donkey Kong Country last night.
Because so good.
Because, well, like,
why not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just trying to relax here. I'm not trying to
yeah.
keep up with trends. I just want to, you know, have a good time.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't get back into Call of Duty. I wouldn't have unless mm-hmm. my mom bought it for me just for no reason for,
yeah.
well, for Christmas.
Oh, well, yeah. yeah.
And just,
Christmas
I was like,
present.
You know what? But
yeah.
World War II.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Allegedly in June, Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out.
I know. You like that a lot.
You're not going to see me for a couple
good.
Of days.
Yeah, I
that's,
heard about
that's going to be like.
Little video game extra butter.
Yeah. Anyway, because this was a video
because
game.
Because it was,
because
it is
it
like
was
a video
game.
Game.
This is the kind of action heist movie that happens in a post
yeah.
Grand Theft Auto world.
Yeah.
And
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I liked him in this.
He's fine.
I'm kind of hot and cold on him.
Yeah, I turned to Sean, and he basically was. He must have studied Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon.
That's what it is.
He was very. Mel Gibson, not as a wild man,
yeah.
not much of a wild, but a little bit,
yeah,
very very smarmy with authority, a little wild man, loose cannon.
You know he's doing another Has Fallen.
Sure,
it's
why not?
Called Angel Has Fallen.
Oh boy!
After saving the president in the you first know, two picks, Secret Service agent Banning himself becomes the target of terrorists. This time, while mid-flight on Air Force One.
Oh.
Well, hey,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nothing bad's happened on Air Force One in like 20 years, so it's time.
I kind of like. The Fallen movies.
I like the first one. Okay,
Olympus Has Fallen. I kind of
it was better than the
other
White House. Yeah. It was better than White House Down.
It was slightly better than White House Down. I agree.
Yeah. He was good in this. 50 Cent was. This was the closest I ever got to like. Oh, 50 Cent is an actor.
Oh, he's fine. Yeah,
he was all right.
He's good.
But the star is O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah,
O'Shea well, Jackson Jr.
It's basically O'Shea and Pablo Schreiber.
Yeah,
which. You may know Pablo from The Wire, but yeah. He's also in Orange is the New Black,
mm-hmm.
which is keeping him working and
yeah.
relevant. And he was really good.
Yeah,
he's really good in The Wire. Really good. Everybody in The Wire was incredible.
I mean, I thought O'Shea Jackson Jr. was. I mean, obviously his star turn was straight out of Compton.
Yeah.
But
he's good.
This was like, oh, I think he's going to stick around.
Yeah, he's good.
After Straight Out of Compton, I saw him one other time in Ingrid Goes West, the Aubrey Plaza movie, and he was good, but it was kind of an easy one. That's the only movie he's made in between these two movies. So,
yeah.
But this was the one where I thought, yep, yeah, he's going to stick around. He's
mm-hmm.
going to be absolutely fine.
It goes without saying. I mean, his dad's a very, very influential person.
Well, yeah,
in Hollywood.
I know, but I'm saying he's you know he has earned it for
no,
me.
No, he's
you
good.
Know?
Absolutely. No, yeah, yeah. I'm. Trust me. Let me just preface with.
Yeah.
Well, I can't preface because I already said it.
Right.
But here's the prologue.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's getting acting gigs because his dad's famous. I'm just saying he has avenues that he can go down.
Oh, absolutely.
No problem. Because trust me, we've seen children's stars really suck.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will see him next in Godzilla King of Monsters.
It's about time.
With the crazy cast. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Whoa.
Sally Hawkins from Shape of Water.
Wow.
Vera Farmiga. Bradley Whitford.
They're getting an all-star cast.
Kyle Chandler.
Oh, yeah. They sure are.
Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah.
O'Shea Jackson. Ken Watanabe. Haven't seen him in a minute. So it's an all-star but
wow.
really weird cast.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, we enjoyed Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I very much did.
And Kong Skull Island.
Yes.
I like this series.
Yeah.
That franchise is doing well.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I rode the Kong Skull Island ride in Universal. It's good. Universal has gone a little too far into there's just 3D screens all around you.
Oh.
So instead of like, and it'll be a mix. Like there'll be some real stuff, but most of what happens is like you're, so in this whole ride, you're literally in a tunnel that is a 3D screen. So you can see all around. But it, you know, you're also like on a tram, and when Kong jumps from one side to the other, he like lands on the top of your tram, and it's fun. It worked.
Right.
It's not the best thing in the park, but you know,
okay,
King Kong.
So he's staying working.
Yeah. The only, I mean, I'm not going to tell you to run out and see Den of Thieves. It's really long, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Jeez.
There was a whole plot about Gerard Butler's family that you could have cut every second of without any damage to the movie at all.
Yeah, even there's some other family scene, too. And
yeah, 50 Cent has a family scene that is a pure, like, this would be funny. It's like a sketch in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, it's the family stuff could, especially at, how long is it?
220.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cut that to 207.
Oh,
no,
you could have
problem.
Gotten under 2 hours with Gerard Butler's thing.
You're probably right.
Listeners of the podcast will know I'm usually not the one saying, yeah, cut all of the backstory and family. In this movie, we don't need to know.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah.
You know, I guess they're trying to set up why this cop is a little messed up, Gerard Butler.
Don't care.
So what?
Here's the bad guys.
He's grizzled.
Here's the bad guy cops. Here's the bad guy
and
criminals.
And begin.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. We're okay.
You could have cut a lot out of this. And, you know, for plenty of people who don't just want to see, I mean, the reason I don't like heist movies is I don't know. I usually don't know who I'm rooting for.
Right.
This one kind of tried to deal with that. Like, there is a scene where Gerard Butler goes, let me be clear, we're the bad guys. As if he's talking to the audience.
Right, right.
And I thought they would play with that a little more than they did.
Right.
That was kind of just a throwaway. But, look, if you like, you know, if you like a shoot 'em up action movie.
I do.
Yeah, and I know you do. I know a lot of people do.
This is definitely, you know, I always have to keep up with Sean. I don't get to go to all the screeners Sean gets that goes to. You know, I just can't. And, you know, I try to catch up when I'm on the road. And this is a movie that I would just say, hey, I saw everything else for the podcast.
Yeah.
And I didn't see that Den of Thieves action movie.
Yeah,
I'll go see that on a Sunday afternoon at 11 a.m.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's when I would go see it. I would go see it on a Friday at noon.
If I had, I was out with the flu, everybody. And if I like, and if I had gotten better in like enough to leave the house, but not really enough to do anything yet, this is one of those like, I'll go to the movies. What's playing? I was at Den of Thieves. All right, I can kill and a half hours in there. Yeah, that's the Yeah, that's where we're at.
But if you like action movies, you're going to like it.
Yeah, you'll have a good enough
time.
And
it's got some good twists, too. It does.
Yeah.
I was, you know, the third act starts unwinding, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
I'm game.
Sure.
Put it this way. If you liked The Town.
Yeah, sure. This is a slightly more down and dirty version of that.
Yes, it's a little less Ben Affleck talking to his FBI girlfriend.
It's the LA, it's not the Boston version.
Yeah.
It's the LA version.
It's LA, The Town, without Ben Affleck talking to his FBI girlfriend for 20 goddamn minutes.
Yeah, that kind of kept going.
I watched that again when I was working on a cruise. And
yeah,
because I like it's
sure.
It's good. It's a fun action movie.
Yeah.
Killing time, you know, but then it's like he's talking to this, and I'm like, okay, please, nobody cares that you like this FBI girl.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Yeah. Just go rob Fenway. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is that.
Yeah. Good enough.
Yeah.
This is going to be a shorter episode. Before we go, here's a segment called Sean tells Aaron what he thought about a movie, and Aaron tells you if he's going to see it or not, based on what Sean said.
Okay.
So here's some other stuff I've seen. A ton of Oscar nominations for Call Me By Your Name, which I think is hitting most cities this weekend. It's finally getting to Pittsburgh this weekend. This is one of those. The plot couldn't be more simple. It's a love story between a young man, late teens, played by Timothy Chalamet, who is getting getting nominated everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's summer in Italy or France. I never actually digested which one of those countries it was. And his father is a professor. His father has a research assistant played by Armie Hammer staying there for the summer, and they have this kind of slow burn romance.
Right.
And
there's a lot of releases this week.
Yeah, there's a bunch going on.
Go ahead.
And the performances are great. This is one of those movies that's just, it's a beautifully made movie. It looks great. It sounds great. The direction, the cinematography, all of this is really well done. I'm usually someone who wants a little bit more to happen in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it didn't enter my top 10. It's in a lot of people's top 10 best of the year. For me, I just like want a little bit more plot if I'm going to be there. That, too, is a 2-hour and 12-minute movie. I just want a little bit more to happen.
Mm.
It's beautifully, beautifully made. The director is getting nominated a lot, Luca Guadagnino. And remember that name because, by the way, you know what he's doing next. Here's what I just described to you. Remember what I just described to you. Not a lot happens. Beautiful. Visuals are great.
Yeah.
Very atmospheric.
Got it.
Slow burn. His next project is remaking Suspiria.
And
he is like a European art house director.
Oh.
So that's interesting.
I'm interested now.
It's
that's very interesting.
I mean, anyone telling me we're remaking Suspiria, I would be like, oh, that's really dumb. It's by an European art house director who's never done a horror movie or a mainstream movie. Okay, now I'm at least interested.
Yeah, I'm interested, you know? Very much so.
So I'm sure we'll talk about that one.
Yeah,
that's out this year, actually.
I'm excited.
But Call Me By Your Name, it's like, it's excellent. It's just a movie for people who like very slow burn. Are you going to see it, Aaron?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I have the screener. I had it on my desk. And it's one of those things where I see how long it is. I'm like, oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. And also, hey, look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a straight white man.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of movies at night by myself. And I was like,
Yeah.
I keep putting off the love story between two dudes. I apologize. I keep putting it off. You know what I mean? I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
I got to watch this. This is a good movie. And then I'm like, I'm in the mood to watch another episode of Dope on Netflix.
Yeah, it's
which is an incredible documentary.
Okay.
About both sides of Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
That's worth it. I wanted to bring that. Well, here, let's talk about Netflix. Because I also watched. One of my movie resolutions for this year was I'm basically going to at least keep an eye on what's new on Netflix like it's coming out to theaters.
Yeah, I am.
But two of my top 10, including my number one, were Netflix movies last year.
And I know I mention this on a previous podcast?
I don't know.
That I didn't catch up on movies quick enough for our top 10 episode, which you can go check out. But I now would caught up, and I would definitely add Mudbound and Three Billboards in my top 10.
Okay.
Just want to amend that.
Definitely.
I would probably knock off my
your trio of superhero movies at 10.
My trio of superhero movies up there.
Yeah.
It's tied for 3.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to let you know that.
Well, after that, I thought, I'm going to look pretty seriously. And one of the first was actually The Polka King.
I heard about
this. Is one of those, oh my God, that's a true story that happened recently. Mm. Like in 1990, a polka band leader in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, very close to where my dad grew up, ran a really low-key Ponzi scheme just on old people who like polka and took them for millions.
Crazy.
And this is that true story with Jack Black is the lead. It has a good cast with Jenny Slate. I love
her.
I wish that she
can act
in every comedy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Jason Schwartzman is in it and Vanessa Bayer is in it. Has a really good cast. It's really interesting. It's funny enough. It's one of those. This is just funny enough.
Yeah.
It's not hilarious, and they didn't do a lot besides here's the story. It's crazy, we're just going to present it for 90 yeah. minutes. But for a quick watch, like, oh, we're looking for something to put. It's 9:30. We probably are going to stay awake. Put this on. Absolutely.
Huh.
Aaron, would you see it?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
No, it did catch my eye.
Yeah.
And I do want to watch it.
And I'm gonna be keeping an eye on Netflix. I mean,
dude,
look,
I got to read you something.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Go. Well, this point, about Netflix.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I know no one more than me is big on you have to go to the theater. Movies are better in the theater. Movies are better in the theater. But, you know, when more and more, you know, the theaters are just Marvel and Disney and Star Wars, which is great. I usually love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, right.
But when the interesting stuff that 10, 15 years ago would have had a week or two at
right.
every multiplex is now just on Netflix, I've got to be paying attention to that too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What were you going to bring up?
Well, the couple other movies coming out January 19th, we already talked about I, Tonya.
Yeah.
You can listen to that episode featuring, frankly, Scarlett.
Yeah, and that's out in some places, not in others, so it's a big expansion this weekend.
But if it comes to Pittsburgh, go see it.
It's already
friends.
Out in Pittsburgh.
It is out already.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're saying 19th. So
I could be wrong.
From
they
our hometown, go check
times.
It out.
Yeah.
But anywhere it comes out, we say go see it. Phantom Thread.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring up Phantom Thread.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
So I hated Phantom Thread.
Now, the couple people, this is why I've been putting it off.
Yeah.
Because a couple people that have seen it, you including, you know, they're like, yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis is very good. Really not good.
Yeah.
Not good movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, geez.
Of course he's great. He's always going to be great.
The guy's an over 500 hitter.
It's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, you know? He's always interesting, if not always a movie you like love.
Yeah.
It's another one where it's beautifully made. It has an excellent score. It's a bad movie. I don't even want to say that. It is a very good movie with a horrible, hateable plot. He's this dressmaker who's a dick, and he's a dick to everybody. But his sister is kind of runs his life, and he has this young romantic partner, and treats her like shit for an hour and a half, and then it goes in this weird direction. That I guess is the big twist or the big change, and leads to one really great scene. There's this climactic scene that felt like Kubrick. It's just two people, and it was like, wow, this is almost worth it.
Hmm.
But I kind of hated it beginning to end. In like right now, in this moment, is this the moment for a movie about a brilliant asshole white guy being a dick to everyone around him?
Oh, yeah, that's what we want.
Nope, not really the right year for that.
Okay.
I mean, film snobs,
hey,
you know,
follow your heart.
You're going to go. I did not like it. I'm not telling anybody to go.
We also, this week, we missed out on 12 Strong. That's where 12 Marines ride horses into Afghanistan.
That's why Chris Hemsworth was at the Steeler game.
That's
apparently,
right, get at it.
Yeah,
but I gotta tell you about this.
What?
Okay. okay. So there are a bunch of major stars nowadays.
Yeah.
Who just do straight to DVD movies, right?
Yeah.
They just, you know, they collect $1 million, like Jean-Claude Van Damme does it.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Still making 5 movies a year in China.
Nicolas Cage, obviously.
Nicolas Cage. Good pick, Sean. This week, releasing January 19th, into theaters. It's into theaters. 2-hour and 3-minute horror film featuring Nicolas Cage entitled Mom and Dad.
Oh, I saw the trailer. This looks insane.
I'm sorry. I got to see the trailer. Also, Selma Blair. I love Selma Blair.
Yeah.
I wish I was 15 and she was 15 and we were at a dance.
Yeah.
And I could wink at her and give her a rose and
yeah.
we could get married forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love Selma Blair.
Yeah.
Let me just read this description. I might have to go. I might have to go to the theater.
Yeah.
I'm performing this weekend with my friend Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Very hilarious.
Oh, Pittsburgh Improv. That's going to be. I opened for Brad before.
Comedian, yeah.
He's fantastic.
Good buddy of mine.
If you're in the Pittsburgh area, get down to the Improv this weekend.
I might have to go see this if I find it in a theater. Here we go. Mom and Dad, starring Nicolas Cage. A teenage girl and her little brother must survive a wild 24 hours during which a mass hysteria of unknown origins causes parents to turn violently on their kids.
Yep.
Nicolas Cage losing his mind trying to kill his children. Thank you. Sign me up. Let's go.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
As soon as we stop recording, you have to see the trailer because it is completely insane. And I'll give him a shout out.
And by the way, I'm more excited because I'm digging in even further. This is the guy who directed Ghost Rider and both Cranks.
Yeah.
So I'm in. Crank was bananas.
I'll give him the shout out. But a weird time for our friends at the Hollywood Theater. In Dormont, they were just there was an announcement about a sale. I'm reporting on that right now, so go to pittsburghmagazine.com/afterdark if you want to hear more about that. But I love the Hollywood Theater, and they will be showing Mom and Dad.
Not starting
this weekend, starting Friday the 26th.
I am so in.
Very limited run. I think they're only doing about six shows, but Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, starting January 26th.
I see.
And a great theater there, so go check it out. I'm eager to see that. It looks absolutely bananas.
I can't wait.
We'll close with this. I want to give Aaron... we're going to peel back the curtain a little bit here and have a live look in at how we decide what movie to do a podcast about, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give Aaron two choices.
Here we go.
For next week.
Okay.
Because next week's a little bit of a weird one. Do you want to... there's not a screening. He's already watching the trailer for Mom and Dad.
I can't wait.
Do you want to... There's a might have seen the commercials for the Western movie Hostiles.
Oh yes,
Christian Bale. It's got some good buzz. It does not have a screening on the schedule, but I have a screener, so we could do that. It would have to be like at home, like we get a pizza.
Okay,
you know,
just some dudes being make, dudes.
Yeah, just some gentlemen's movie time.
Just pizza dudes.
Do we do that or do we go to AMC Waterfront's Wednesday Night Classics and see Slapshot?
Slapshot.
Slapshot?
I don't even know what the first one was now.
Next week on You Can't Handle the Truth, for the first time,
what?
Hockey fans.
Oh, jeez. We got to get a special hockey guest or something. I'm calling Tyler Kennedy or something.
So, yeah, let's get... What's Jimmy Pack doing? Let's get him down here. He's available.
Good call.
All right, Slapshot
He's
next
a
week.
Coach.
Oh, we should rate... what movie did we see tonight?
Banks robbing thieves.
Bank baddies. Den of thieves.
The thieves have fallen.
I don't know, seven.
Seven, sure.
I mean, that's a little generous. I was
that
thinking
is generous.
Six. Six, six, seven. Right, yeah,
whatever.
Sure. It's hey, watch a movie. Who cares? Watch
yeah.
a movie.
Aaron's watch this trailer.
Already watching the trailer.
Oh, I'm in. The song's got me going. It's got me. Oh, I'm in. We'll be right back.